you wrote in to me. Tell me what you wanted me to get straight with your mom.
I want my mom to understand that I can't live off of $1,000 a month, and I grew up on a certain lifestyle. She can't just take that away from me immediately. I need her to understand that I need at least $2,500 a month. And I grew up on it. It's all I ever know. I can't deal with this.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
So I was the oldest in the family, so I would be woken up first.
By like 1 minute?
By 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Seven minutes. 7 minutes, my twin brother will live down.
I was about to say, you've been holding that over him all of your
life. That's right. You know, I often say, you know what?
I was the firstborn.
I can tell the future. I'm 7 minutes ahead of you. I know what happened 7 minutes before you did.
Hey, girl. Are you at the start? Where are you right now?
I'm at Starbucks.
I'm going to drive by and just drop a sack of cash real quick at your feet. Don't tell anybody.
No emotion.
I don't expect anything in return. I'm not that kind of guy. I never handed you a dollar. However, I did throw a sack of fat cash your way at the Starbucks.
Why do you wear those gaudy fucking
necklaces? Same chain bracelets, though.
Yeah, but why? Why?
I don't know.
Aren't we a little old for chain bracelets at 56 years old?
Yeah.
Wear bead bracelets like
that's
I
right.
do. That's more mature. That tells everybody when you walk into the McDonald's, there is a guy who's had a spiritual awakening.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
To another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of customer service, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Chrissy, best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in the first 30 seconds or less or your money back. We're right here, Chrissy.
We are right here.
Oh, my gosh. The internet is aflame. The internet is aflame. And I must discuss this. The internet is aflame with the following question.
Okay.
Do you or do you not wash your legs in the shower?
Wash your legs in the shower, yeah.
Do you? I mean, you must, because you shave
up.
Your legs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I soap up the whole body.
You soap up the whole body?
I've
you
got
go
a
the
mitt.
Whole...
I've got like an exfoliating
Ooh.
Mitt, and I kind of do the whole body.
You exfoliate.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of those dead skills, dead cells, you replace them with brand new cells.
Yes, regeneration.
Yeah, regeneration is right. It's transmutation is what it is, Chrissy, if I dare say. There are people out on the internet that are saying, why would you wash your legs? Like the soap goes all the way down you, so why do you wash your legs? Like that's not a part of the body that needs necessarily a lot of attention.
I mean, if I'm in a hurry, I'm not specifically focused on the legs. But,
I think I agree with that.
You know.
Yeah, so I've really been focused on this for the last week. Do I or do I not wash my legs? Because I can't really remember. It's like, I don't know if I wash my legs. I just kind of, there's a routine.
There is
After
a routine.
After so many years of doing it,
mm-hmm.
do I really have to focus that much on which
body
part?
Do you wash your belly button?
No. Specifically?
Okay.
No. Do
yeah.
I wash out my belly button? No.
Okay.
But I don't have like a big innie where it would be,
yeah.
there would be a bunch of stuff collecting in there.
Okay.
But I've seen some collection pits. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
There are people with collection pits. And then occasionally you get the Audi.
Mm-hmm.
I've dated a few women with the Audi.
Yeah.
And at first it takes a little getting used to. Because, I mean, it's not... It's no one's fault that you have an Audi. It's just an Audi.
No.
It's just a bad doctor cutting the cord the wrong way.
Okay.
Is that how it goes? Isn't that how it goes?
I don't know.
I think it has to do with the cord cutting. I'm not sure. I'll find out on my next baby.
You cut the cord and the cord falls out. So it's kind of just how the cord
Oh, that's right. Yes.
It grew in.
Well, it also has to do with how you tend to the cord
okay.
during that period of time
right.
while it's still attached,
mm-hmm.
is whether or not you get an innie or an Audi. Or so they say.
Fact, news, or fiction.
Fact, news, or fiction.
Wait,
the 30
know.
Seconds or less.
It's
we just
for
gave
you
it to you.
To
yeah.
decide.
I'm not a doctor, but I did stay at Holiday Inn last night. I don't wash my belly button specifically, but I'm really persnickety about being clean.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
I
are.
Couldn't. I couldn't remember. Yeah, Chrissy's seen me in the shower before. She's seen video replay. I take 40-minute showers.
Yes, you
and
do.
And everybody in my life hates this. Every human being that knows me hates me for this. It's a running gag in my dad's house. See, my dad up at his house over there, because, you know, my dad was born in a time when you didn't need hot water for a shower, I suppose. I don't know what the craziness is. But he's got a 5-gallon tank, hot water tank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One of those, like, miniature ones
right.
that can literally fit in a suitcase. And so the second you start the hot water, the timer is on it. You have 30 seconds to get that
yeah.
hot
Yeah, you
got.
You better go.
So when I was a teenager, there were four boys and two adults living in the house. So my dad was like on the timer, right?
My dad
get out of the shower.
There were three girls with us, and we had the long hair and stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if you, like, I think my dad would have been more understanding had it been a girl. I think he probably would have been
our
like,
water
okay.
just ran out, and that was,
that's
you
it.
Were like, you had to time it between yes. people taking showers.
So I was the oldest in the family. So I would be woken up first.
By like 1 minute?
By 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
7 minutes. 7 minutes, my twin brother will you've never live down.
I was about to say, you've been holding that over him all of your
life. That's right. You know, I often say, you know what?
I was the firstborn.
I can tell the future. I'm 7 minutes ahead of you. I know what happened 7 minutes before you did. I coaxed him out. I said, hey, come on, man. Water's warm. So my dad used to, this is how it would go, is that we went to this school where my dad would have to drive us every day. There was no bus service. It was like an hour long drive. It was a whole thing. And so my dad would wake me up first when the whole routine got started. He would wake me up first. He would okay. say, Brian, get out of bed. So I got the shit end of this stick. I stayed up the latest. I got up the earliest. I've been tired ever since.
Yes. There was a system.
There's a system. So he gets me up. However, after I got teenage years, I started being woken up last. And the reason why is because no one had any hot water after I was done. So I didn't, I guess I was being a little selfish.
Yes.
But it just takes me a hot minute to like, I mean, I wake up kind of get going, but I like that hot water just to like give me some time to relax and wake up. And that habit started when I was a teenager. So I got that knock on the door every morning, and it always came to the third knock. And by the third knock, my dad would be pissed, and right. that was time to get out.
True.
So I kind of learned the routine, right? Mm-hmm. I had it's like when you hit a snooze button on an alarm clock. I right. knew the first two knocks I was okay to get away with, but by the third knock,
yeah,
I better be out of the shower.
Get out.
So there's the timer. It was like 5 minutes. 5 minutes to get in the shower. So when I lived on my own, I decided no more fucking timers. I'm going to take a shower until I want to get out. And I started this routine.
I'm an adult.
I know.
I can do
I'm
going to
totally do what I want. I'm going to have a gas bill. I have a $700 gas bill every month. I started this routine where I just showered until the hot water ran out. And now everybody hates me for it. Everybody hates me.
Well, because now you have a house full of people again.
I know. That's why when we redid this house, I said, what's the biggest water tank you can get? And the guy was like, 110 gallons. And I was like, give it to
sold.
Me. Yeah, sold. How much does that cost? $25,000. I'll take it.
Yep.
Do you have a
their payment plan?
Do you have a program where I can pay you back? Right. Still paying back the Rodecaster here in the studio. It costs $700. Waiting for that Spotify money.
That's right.
And number three in Canada. apparently no one gives a shit.
No.
So I kind of paid attention to my routine, and I have to say, I think I am a leg washer only on occasion. I don't think I wash my legs every single time.
I think you should just go ahead and say you're a leg washer so that you can account for those 40 minutes.
Astrid.
Like, just go ahead and say it takes me really long. I wash every little crack and
the truth is, I'm usually just watching YouTube videos in there. The worst thing that happened to my wife was the day that iPhone put out a waterproof phone, because now I'm like, I just sit in there. I have a phone holder in my shower, and I just watch YouTube videos the entire time. I feel like it's a protection shield against the children. Like, I'm
right.
like, I don't have to deal with them.
No,
I'm in the shower.
Dad's in the
hey,
shower.
Hey, come on. I'm taking a shower. Can I have a minute? Can I have a minute? I work all day. I play all night. Can I just have 1 minute in the shower? And Astrid's like, you mean 50 minutes in the shower? Sure, Brian. No problem. Go ahead. I think about it, and I take two showers, and I think I wash them at night, I think is what I've learned about myself. A little self-reflection. You know, you get old when you just don't have enough room in your brain for stuff like that. When someone asks that question, you don't even know the answer.
Right. It's so automatic. Yeah.
It's such superfluous information that why would I ever pay attention?
I mean, it's very true, though, just in this age, I think, of just
inundated.
So much information all the time. New stuff. It's good. I mean, it's like I bookmark stuff all the time, and I never go back to those bookmarks.
I have no idea what I'm thinking. Yeah. I have a list of books that I'm going to read.
Yeah,
it's 400 books long, and I haven't even got to number two yet. And number one's sitting right there, and I haven't read 16 pages of it.
I know.
There is no time for that.
No.
I should stop lying to myself, because that makes me feel bad then. I feel bad that I don't get to shit. I should just start saying no. I should learn to say, you know, they say, you know, learn to say yes. be a yes person. You know, like Light and Love Girl should be like, say yes to the world. I'm going to start saying no to the world. I'm going to be like, no, I don't need another thing on my list to make myself feel bad about. I just don't. Got a book list. I got to wash my legs. I got a 110-gallon shower, and I run out of hot water every single day. Luckily, the kids don't take their own shower yet.
Not yet.
Then that happens, then I'm going to really have to curtail my time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know. We just pop them in the shower with us now. It's just the easiest way to get things done.
Right.
You pop them in the shower, and then now they want to watch YouTube videos the entire time, too.
They're like,
Daddy Lawrence!
The habit.
I know, but then I don't get to watch my shit. So now I'm constantly on rotation of some silly fucking kid movie that's... hate it. I'll never get to this book that I want to read. However, I have watched every children's movie that Disney or Prime has put out 35 fucking thousand times. It's totally obnoxious. I was trolling on the internet.
As I do.
A story that I hooked on to probably about 3 months ago that we just hadn't gotten to. It's like on our list of, it's like our book list.
It's the bookmark.
It's exactly the same with the list of content. It's 500 items deep. And when I go back and look at number one, I'm like, I'll never get to that. Why didn't I just take that off my list? I feel like I'm going to accomplish something. When I was trolling on the internet, as I do, you know, we have this British TV show on ITV, The Morning Show.
Oh, they're so great.
Yeah, we like to take a look at their content because they're really good at bringing on completely ridiculous people and treating them seriously.
Treating them seriously. Like, and then what did the aliens say?
And then you had anal sex with the ghost? Amazing.
How did that feel?
Yes. How do you give a ghost a blowjob exactly? They it's like they're serious, but at the same time, they're kind of side-mouthing it.
You can see their face.
Yeah, you can see their face. They're in our camp. They know that this shit is crazy, right. But they take it seriously because that's the best way to get the interview out of those people. If you made fun of them right off the bat, or you made it sound like you don't believe what they're saying, then they just wouldn't play ball, right? So our friends at ITV...
They'd be defensive.
Yeah, they'd be defensive. Our friends at ITV and The Morning Show highlighted... some sugar daddy type stuff. They do this sugar daddy shit all the time, right? You know, this guy, 70-year-old's married to this 20-year-old.
That's low-hanging fruit.
It's low-hanging fruit. I totally agree. And
you got to come up with something every day.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No.
It's hard enough to do it 3 days a week. I guess if we had all the time in the world, like if this was our only specific job.
True.
Like if anybody would pay us any money to do the commercial break, we would probably put out, you know. We would probably pay more attention like the IT. And also, they have a staff of people that does that shit for
them. Exactly.
It's not like they wake up and show up. Yeah, they're not like me sitting in the studio in the middle of the night trolling for internet videos on YouTube. They are, you know, they show up, they have little post-it notes, and then they go. Mm-hmm.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control. Stand by.
George from Zorg wanted you to know that it's time for the commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, tcbpodcast.com, the brand new tcbpodcast.com, is where you go. You'll find all of the audio, all of the video right there on the website. And while you're there, you can drop us a line, hit the contact us form, and let us know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. We would love to hear them, and we will always give you credit if we use your idea on air. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. Text us, leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear your voice. And who knows, you just might hear yourself at the beginning of one of these silly podcasts. We'd love it if you'd follow us on Instagram, though no one else does. You'll be the first at The Commercial Break. And go to our YouTube channel, where we're doing just slightly better, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. As the podcast continues to grow, Chrissy and I want you to know that we're ever grateful that you continue to listen. And if you have just a moment, follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And if they have a place for you to leave a comment or a review, please do so. We like to keep the podcast free of charge because, let's be honest, no one was going to pay for it anyway. So our sponsors support our ventures. Please use the specialized URLs or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. They'll give you free shit. They'll continue to buy sponsorship. It's a win-win all around. Speaking of sponsors, we're going to take a short break to hear from them, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. I want to thank our next sponsor, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, the Ryan Reynolds phone company that he built himself using puppy breath powered 5G towers. Sorry, this always freaking happens when I'm
Recording is... Hello?
Hello, yes, may I speak with Mr. Greenberg?
It's actually Mr. Green.
Hi, Mr. Greenlee. This is Betty from the ginormous cell phone security TV cable and life insurance company. I have a special offer for you just today. You and 72 of your friends and family can get on a very special plan.
Listen, I'm really trying to work right now. Can I give you a...
Of course, in just a minute. For a limited time, I can offer you and 72 of your family and friends...
Who has 72 friends?
Today and today only, I can offer you a free BlackBerry 2 with every line.
Did you say a BlackBerry?
A subscription to UPN Plus. All your favorite UPN shows from yesterday and today on one streaming service free for an entire year.
I didn't even know UPN was still a network. Guys and girls, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by the big wireless subscribers, we now have Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, yes, the Ryan Reynolds owned Mint Mobile, now offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. My family has been using it while they're visiting from out of the country, and I had a chance to make a few phone calls on Mint Mobile, and the service is exactly the same as I get from the expensive big carriers. That's because Mint Mobile uses one of the most reliable 5G networks in the country, T-Mobile's network of 5G towers. You can use your own phone on Mint Mobile. You can keep the same phone number. You can use all your existing contacts. Just switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped free to your front door, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. And the commercial break would like to thank Ryan Reynolds for giving us some of that sweet Hollywood cash to talk about Mint Mobile. It's a great service. Go to mintmobile.com/TCB and tell them the commercial break sent you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
One of the Sugar Daddy videos that I found was this one we're going to watch. Now, there's a follow-up to this. This might take two episodes, Chrissy. I just want to preface this by saying. But this is highly interesting to me. There was a child, I guess you call him a child actor, is probably the best way to describe him, a kid that became famous back in the 70s and 80s. I don't know which disease he has or which, you know, birth defect. I'm not even sure what you call it that he has. But he is very short. Even as an adult, he's only like 4 foot tall.
Okay.
And he may have some achondroplasia, maybe what's described here, but it's not as pronounced as it is with some other people.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was a kid, he was very cute. He had a very tiny little voice and he looked like a little adult, right? And so I believe that's why his name is Reese, and they kind of pushed him out in front of the cameras, and he would sell stuff like Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins.
Oh, God.
Like Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins and tuna salad and chicken salad, because I guess that was the joke.
Yeah.
And Reese, like many other child stars of the 70s and 80s, had about 3 years where he was famous and then nothing.
Then you grow
right?
up, yeah.
Luckily, Reese is not short on attention or love, because Reese has found himself a hot young girlfriend. Reese is now in his 50s or 60s.
Reese.
Good for Reese. So the good people at ITV caught up with Reese because they know him somehow, the show connection. They caught up with Reese and they decided they wanted to bring his young girlfriend on and have a conversation with them about this relationship. Now, I'll preface this by saying this happened a number of years ago, like 2018, this interview happened. We're going to fast forward here in just a few minutes to what's going on now because it's the more prescient thing and it's been in the news lately. And I thought, oh, I remember 6 months ago, I decided I was going to do this as a concept idea. Yeah, sparked, I remember the day.
Sparked a memory.
That's correct. Okay. So now we're going to go to our good people at ITV this morning. Here you go. Take
in
a listen.
Britain.
Yep.
Well, Mason and Sarah say love is more than just skin deep, and they both join us now live from New York. And welcome. It's so lovely to see you both here today. How did this relationship begin? Because actually, Sarah, it was you that first contacted Mason on Facebook, didn't you? You tried to get a friend request. Why did you do that?
Well, a friend of mine was actually telling me about him, and she said he was a former child star. I wasn't familiar with any of his work.
He was a former child star, and I am a current porn star, so I felt like the fit was there.
She is an OnlyFans girl.
Okay.
Sex work is work. Don't care. It doesn't matter. Yep. But look how young she is compared to him. He's clearly in his 60s, 50s or 60s. Mm-hmm. And she looks like, how old did they say she was?
I don't know.
20?
She
looks 19? 20? Very young.
So I just looked him up on YouTube and I saw his videos and I thought, wow, this kid's really fascinating. And
this kid?
This kid.
He's 57 years old. He was a kid.
I think he would be a good connection to have. So I added him on Facebook and he was commenting on my photos and we had a little bit of conversation, but I was already kind of talking to somebody at the time. And I went to this convention.
Fascinating story, Sarah. How did the two of you have sex?
Bears.
I know.
And Mason was telling me that he was also going to the convention. So we had a little bit of correspondence and...
Where is she from? Correspondence.
I don't know. There's an accent I can't place.
It's like a mid-Atlantic accent?
Maybe.
Correspondence.
Mason showed up at my table where I was signing pictures.
I did.
His face. He's like, yep, that was me.
He's so proud.
I know.
He's like, I pulled some hot tail. What do you think?
Yeah. Just started talking for 3 hours.
We talked. It was pretty crazy. I opened my mouth. She opened her mouth and went back and forth with noises that mean something. It was crazy. It was a talking thing.
To me, I'd like to grab a drink with you later. So I ditched the other guy and I hung out with Mason and we just made out for like the whole night.
Well, that's the way things happen at conventions sometimes. Those old conventions.
It's just the way that things happen at conventions. Which convention? I've never been at a convention where I start making out with people for hours. Maybe I'm not going to the right kind of conventions.
I don't know. Yeah. I used to go and do conventions. Not that I would hook up with people, but I would go to these conventions and you see the same people. Like if it's a certain industry.
Oh, okay.
Same people. Yeah. And I mean, after a few of these, I thought a great new Will Ferrell movie would be
The Convention Circuit.
The
Convention Circuit. Yes.
People are hooking up. You're getting drunk in the lobby of the bar.
I'm interested to know what convention circuit these two are hitting together.
She was signing pictures.
Signing pictures for her OnlyFans? Mm-hmm. So she's on OnlyFans panel and he's on like a child star panel.
I think maybe she was just signing pictures.
They have so many conventions these days. And so they're all nonsensical. And I've been to a few of these like random events here in Atlanta where it's like, oh, I should go to them. And you walk in and it's just sad. Like the whole thing is just sad.
There's a smell in the air.
It smells like dead child star.
But you kissed until sort of 3 a.m., didn't you? I mean, it was like, Mason, was this for you, you know, what was going on in your head?
For you, have you made out with anybody before ever?
What was going on in your head?
What's going on in his head?
Which head?
I'll tell you what was going on in his head. Holy shit!
Yeah.
The time.
To be very honest with you, I don't even know what was going on inside my head. The bottom line was, and I've said this a few times already, at most, to me, it was, you know, innocent, playful flirting, really. I didn't think that this really beautiful, young, adult model would find anything remotely fascinating.
They're showing her adult modeling in the background.
No. That's the New York Times Square.
Oh, okay.
They're sitting in a studio. And that's Times Square back there. No. That would be pretty funny, though. Yeah. If they were playing OnlyFans in the background, showing some of her better. Look how she's stroking his shoulder. She can't get enough of him.
She's very infatuated.
Do you think the Munchkins guy for the Dunkin' Donuts, he did over 150 commercials, by the way.
Okay.
And he had a TV pilot. I can get into the TV pilot on a part two, which is just gold. I mean, it's gold. But do you think that really he has any money to be had?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying saying that's our only intention. I don't know. No one knows, right?
But a lot of times that is the case with the younger girls and the older guys. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's the case.
But it sounds like she's making her own money.
Yeah, she's got her own money. Yeah. She's got an OnlyFans. Yeah, well, this could only help her cause money. Being on ITV, right?
Right.
A 54-year-old old man. But she did. And 7 months later, I'm thrilled. But that night, really, honestly, I didn't think it was going to be anything more than a diet soda for me and a drink for her and some innocent flirtation. But it turned out to be a little more than that.
But later on, we got rowdy in the sack. And what can I say? That's me. I'm a man's man. I'm a guy's guy.
Yeah.
He's so proud.
He is.
He's so
proud.
Should
be.
Yeah, he should be. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
He had promised to me at the end of the night that he would call me every day while he was in L.A. He was out there for about a month, and after he got back, I just went to New York, and we've practically lived together ever since.
Yeah, she's basically been living in my apartment since December 4th.
Mark that on your calendar, kids. Don't you love when people go on these interviews and they're just full of shit you never wanted to know, you don't care?
Yeah.
Well, basically, I had to fly back to New York, then I went to Boston on the 3rd, and on the 7th, I had to fly down to Florida, but on the 4th, I went to my Aunt Lorraine's. I called him twice, and then he said, on December 4th, come and live with me. Who cares? Somebody ought to. The interviewer should take control of this interview because we're getting a bunch of information that's not at all relevant to what's going on.
Yeah, they need to dig in.
Give or take a few days where she had to travel a little bit on the road, but basically been living with me.
So what is it? Tell us, what is it you see in each other? What do you love about one another?
Well, he's got an apartment.
Let me answer that by asking another question. What don't I love about her? You next. You go next. Let's turn the table.
First.
I think Mason's really
smart. He's got his own apartment. He doesn't live with my mom and dad. How's that?
Right.
We laugh together all the time. We have things in common. Like, we love to shoot pool.
Yep.
That's one of our favorite things to do. We love to eat out at restaurants.
We love to eat out at night.
Who doesn't love to eat out at a restaurant?
Or shoot pool, really.
Or shoot pool,
anybody, yeah.
These are the bonds upon which deep, satisfying love are grown is through billiard tables. And food.
And fried tenders.
Fried chicken tenders. At Zaxby's.
That's right.
It's restaurants. We love to kind of just cruise around my neighborhood on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, I love cruising around on the mobility scooter. It's really fun.
But
the mobility scooter. Okay, she hopped on his mobility scooter.
Make the best of it. I wonder if she's sitting
away
from him.
Is that like the roustabout?
Yeah,
is that a wheelchair?
Roustabout, the runabout.
The American Freedom Eagle, now covered by Medicaid Part D.
Yeah, you could go to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, they're driving around the Grand Canyon. If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, you're not going anywhere except the parking lot.
The Roustabout 3 gave me the freedom and mobility I've been wanting for years.
But someone tried to call my mom to sell her one of those. Mm-hmm. They were, it's a whole insurance scam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun.
We've
been getting a lot of stares on the scooter.
Well, no surprise.
I'm getting a lot of lights
dog in the basket
on my
in the
pictures, and I'm taking a bus on the scooter.
We're getting a lot of stares on the computer, on the streets. I'm getting a lot of additional lonely fans, people coming in the door. It's really a win-win for me. I'm not sure about him, but it's a win-win for me.
That's getting the looks as well.
Yeah, well, right now he's on the floor right here.
We just heard him bark.
You can't see him.
Just heard him.
Thank you.
Sarah, what?
He'll be quiet.
What do you do for a living, Sarah?
I don't know. I think there's a dog in the studio. I have no idea what's going on.
I thought I heard a dog.
Yeah, I thought
that was on our end. I didn't know if that was Blue.
That's in our studio, not theirs.
I do adult modeling work. About 2 years ago, I started doing cam work. So I'm a cam girl. I've kind of done like softcore adult work. That's mostly what I do.
Well, you know.
God bless. Let me tell you right now.
Just be honest.
Let me tell you right now. If I had a choice between doing this podcast 17 hours a week or doing softcore porn, I would pick softcore porn every day of the week. Because we probably get paid three times as much for 1 hour of work at softcore porn. Yeah, we have to do so much work to get a dollar around here. Sex sells. Sex work is work.
Mm-hmm. There was also a website that you were on where you were a sugar baby. Is that right? So these are girls that go onto this website to find a sugar daddy.
Look at him. He's like, yep, absolutely. That's where I found her. That's how we make extra money.
Yeah.
That sort of gives them money to take them to dinner and that sort of thing. And because of that history, there are people who have sort of been quite unkind about this and sort of said, well, you know, this is what she does. What do you say to those people?
You know, it doesn't really...
Great question, Tom Brokaw.
No matter what they think, because Mason and I love each other, and that's all that really matters at the end of the day. They can't take that away from us. But, you know, just because I was a sugar baby doesn't mean that I'm after his money. I think...
Just because I've slept with other guys for money doesn't mean I'm sleeping with this guy for money. Which is true. That is a true statement.
Very true.
But you could see where someone might make the...
Inference.
The inference. Mm-hmm. Now, he's going to defend her because that's what a good sugar daddy does.
A lot of girls today are actually sugar babies. Does that mean they can't find themselves a long-term relationship? I don't think that's the case.
True story.
Yeah, and, you know, I've said before... the definition of a sugar daddy.
How many interviews have he done about this? Because he keeps saying, as I've said before.
Well, I know. It's so weird. Sometimes people have that ism, right? Like, there's a bunch of isms that I have. Like and right and all this. I say, anyway, I think this is just one of those mannerisms that he has.
Doing the interview circuit. He's having to answer for why they're together.
You're not going to find this guy on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Right? Probably not TMZ. I don't think he's famous enough to be on TMZ. So who exactly is he doing the interview circuit with?
I don't know. I mean, this is ITV.
ITV. You got real street cred when you go on ITV. Yep. I wish we could be on the ITV morning show.
We should.
Sugar baby relationship is a man who gives money to the woman to help pay her bills, to... you know, for her apartment or her car payments or her mortgage, whatever it may be. That's not the kind
of relationship
that we have.
And who you can watch do softcore porn. Yeah. It's not just the kind of...
I don't pay her rent. I'm not into her mortgage payments or her car payment. I just give her straight cash through through Lonely Fans.
Do we go out to nice dinners? Sure. Have I bought her a bracelet and a necklace for her to wear when we go out? Sure.
I hope that isn't the necklace.
I love when people start asking and answering their own questions.
I hope that isn't the necklace he bought her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like her ribbon.
That is. It's one of those things you get at a Florida Beach gift shop, like a Panama City gift shop with your name, with your letter of your first name on it.
Yeah.
He's like, I love when people start asking and answering their own questions. Do I occasionally take her out for a nice dinner?
Sure.
Do I occasionally write her a $10,000 check? Absolutely.
Sure.
Does that make me a sugar daddy? Probably not. Okay, a few more minutes of this, then I want to get to forward.
In the 7 months that we've been together, she has never once said to me, I'm running low this month. You know, can you help me with my rent or can you help me with my cell phone bill?
Because she lives with you. Why would she be paying her rent? That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Plus, I bet she's on his family plan at this point.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting someone on, in 2022,
you can have somebody for like $40.
I've got two of my neighbors on my family plan. I mean, I got my dog on my family plan. There's people in Venezuela on my family plan. What is the big deal?
No.
Yeah, it's like $10 for unlimited data. Why wouldn't you?
Or anything like that. I've never handed her a dollar. Now, in the morning, when she wants to go out and get some coffee, you know, do I give her a couple of bucks for a coffee? Sure. But...
But, sir, sir, are you telling me you've never handed her a dollar? That's right. What about the times when she goes out for a coffee in the morning, sir?
Sure.
Are you
sure?
Sure, sure. Do I occasionally hand her a dollar? Sure. But I've never handed this girl a dollar. But do I occasionally hand her a couple dollars for coffee? Sure. Did she go and buy a car with a couple of dollars that I gave her? Sure. But I've never handed her a dollar. My American Express, that's a different story altogether. So,
I don't think that really falls into the category of the sugar daddy, sugar baby. I think I'm just a nice boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. He just spoils me. He's very generous. And
it's going against everything he just said. I said something is up here. Do you?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
He just spent 5 minutes asking and answering his own questions about how he's not a sugar daddy. He doesn't spoil her. They just go out to dinner on occasion. And sometimes he throws her.
Lives with him. And she lives with him. She rides in the mobility
scooter. Now, I don't give a shit. It's not like, who cares? God bless you. It's good work if you can get it. I mean, I guess. Yeah. My friend Marlon's in this exact same type of situation. He's about to fly to Venice on a private jet but he's dating someone that's absolutely crazy controlling.
Yeah.
But okay, I don't want to get derailed with that. All right, let's listen to this. And then I want to fast forward to 2022 and what's going on now with their relationship.
You know, with sugar daddies, it's not an exclusive thing. And they give you money. So it was like I would meet up with the guy and he would just give me money. And it wasn't like an emotional connection kind of thing.
He would just give me money. I am also a soft core porn.
Hey, girl, it's me, Carl. Are you near North Point Mall? Because I got some money I want to meet up and give you. Hey, girl, are you at the Starbucks? Where are you right now?
I'm at the Starbucks.
I'm going to drive by and just drop a sack of cash real quick at your feet. Don't tell anybody.
No emotions. No emotions here.
I don't expect anything in return. I'm not that kind of guy. I never handed you a dollar. However, I did throw a sack of fat cash your way at the Starbucks.
Hey, girl.
It's me. I'm flying my helicopter. I'm just going to drop a couple thousand dollars out the door on top of your apartment, if you don't mind. I don't expect anything in return. Don't worry about it.
No, nothing needed. No connection.
Hey, girls, maybe you all should have practiced this before you went on ITV.
All right.
Emotional connection. Because the early stages of any relationship, you know, the one big step is to be introduced to parents. And Sarah, you introduced Mason to your parents at Christmas. He came round for Christmas.
He came to Boston for Christmas, and my dad loved him because my dad actually knew who he was the moment he met him.
I'm so proud of you, honey.
It's the Munchkins really guy from Dunkin' Donuts.
Big time. I always believed that your softcore porn and OnlyFans would lead to big things.
Hey, honey, I just wanted to say I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud.
When you were just born, even before you were born, I first met your mother. There was a little kid who used to do these Dunkin' Donuts and chicken salad sandwich commercials. And I said, when I have children, I want them to date someone like this. He was a fan. The guy goes, yeah, he was a fan. He was a fan of what? Your early Dunkin' Donuts work?
He was a fan of people in commercials,
No one is. That's the point. Well, I mean, okay, let me expound on this. Reese Mason, actually, he was a regular on the Mike Douglas show. He was interviewed a number of times on the Mike Douglas show. And you could see how people might be like the guy he was a very engaging child. He's very smart. He was well spoken. And him and Mike Douglas had this rapport that went back and forth. And Mike was kind of like an uncle or a father figure. And a couple times Mason like cried in the guy's arms and about whatever, you know, a number of things. So you could see how maybe he would grow on people out there in the TV audience, because at that time, back then, like Mike Douglas show is one of four things you could watch at the time.
Exactly.
Right. As a matter of fact, I think Mike Douglas show was like one of the first late night television shows.
Yeah. You didn't have the choices that you have.
You didn't have the choice between Jersey Shore 2.0 or Buckhead Shore 1.0. Both of which got less than 500,000 people watching them.
Oh my God.
And, but they're considered a hit to MTV. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
And well, so that, they unconcerned with the age difference?
Well, I've actually brought one other guy to my house for Christmas before a few years.
I brought them both to Christmas, and I said, hey, Dad, you choose. And he said, the Dunkin' Donuts kid looks good. He can't do too much damage. Yeah.
Ago, and he was 40. So I don't think my parents are too concerned. I think they know that I like older guys.
They might be
by
more
now.
Concerned and about the OnlyFans, considering you're like... barely 18.
Yeah, this girl can't be more than 19 years old. No. She looks, or she got a super baby face because she looks like a young,
very, very young
girl. That's just like leads up to a whole nother question. Like when you're a parent, I guess the only thing you can do is be supportive of their ventures as long as they're not hurting themselves or others.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a different world out there than it was when we were kids.
True.
60 or 70
gotta
years
make
ago.
That dollar.
I'd do it if I could.
We're doing
during the pandemic. I know we're doing this. This is like whoring ourselves out, isn't it? During the pandemic, there was a lot of things that went through my head to make money. And I thought, well, let me get on there. Make a couple videos, a couple sexy videos of me and the only. I just think that, fat, balding, white guy is it's just out right now. No one wants to buy that.
Everything's coming back, though.
Everything's
just
circular.
Like the 80s and the 90s.
Dad bod porn is going to come back in style soon. I just don't think.
No, don't fret. You've got the camera set up in here.
Oh, that's true. I got great lighting. I got great penis lighting. Yep. I mean, I'll put on my cock toupee and I'll just go for it.
They love Mason. I think they're just happy I'm not with a guy who's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Not with a pimp. Enough.
And marriage, is that on the cards? Because, Sarah, that's something that you want, isn't it?
He's a bad boy.
Look at his necklace.
Oh, look at him. Yeah, he's the kind of guy. I mean, he's having two Diet Cokes in a sitting. You know what I'm saying? He's the kind of guy that wears underwear twice in a week. I'm leaving it out. I'm picking it back up. I don't give a shit. All right. You want to see what's going on with them now?
Yes.
This is what brought this all up for me. Like, I put this in the back pocket. I said, we'll get to this eventually. However, when Marianne, our good friend Marianne, one of our super fans.
Yes.
I know you laugh when you say that because you only have two people listening who could be a super fan. Marianne texted me and she said, hey, have you heard about this guy? Because he's in the news, right? And I think it's an interesting thing you guys might run a view. And I thought, oh my God, yeah, I actually
remember
have a few
him.
Videos on him. So now let's fast forward. Okay, so there they are, right?
Okay.
This is 3 years later. Now she looks completely different. She's got pink hair. Looks like she's had a little work done.
Yeah.
Okay, good for her. She looks very dolled up.
Right.
Right? And he looks basically the same.
Yeah, new necklace.
Yeah, new necklace. Why are you wearing those gaudy fucking
same
necklaces?
Same chain bracelets, though.
Yeah, but why? Why?
I don't know.
Are we a little old for chain bracelets at 56 years old?
Yeah.
Wear bead bracelets like
that's
I
right.
do. That's more mature. That tells everybody when you walk into the McDonald's, there is a guy who's had a spiritual awakening. He speaks in light language.
In light language. Yes.
There's a guy who speaks light language. That guy with two Buddha bead bracelets on. The kind you buy in a cheap Cabo Wabo. A cheap Cabo Wabo gift shop. After a long day of drinking tequila with Sammy Yeager. Woo! Hey guys, I'm enlightened. I got this out of Cabo. I had a spiritual moment.
I'm enlightened. Look, I'm at the beach.
I'm
enlightened. I've got this bracelet.
I passed out drunk on the beach in Cabo. I woke up without my pants or my wallet. And I said, oh, shit. I'm enlightened. I'll never do that again. I'm self-aware. I said, I'm never going to pass out on the beach in Cabo again. I'm learning shit. Time to grow up. Take the chains off with the beads on.
That's right.
Say that I was the best partner you've had.
Oh, wait, let's go back there.
Why wouldn't you say that I was the best partner you've had?
What?
Why wouldn't you say that I was the best partner you've ever had? So
she
apparently,
can't
there was.
Speak right.
She doesn't. Something's going on with her mouth.
Yeah. She's definitely had a lot of work done.
She's turning into the child star that fell off the wagon. Yeah, she's had a lot of work done. Yes. She looks like a totally different human being.
Yes.
I guess that's what happens when you get in the limelight with those Dunkin' Donuts.
You're on that mobility scooter getting recognized.
You get a taste of that Dunkin' Donut commercial money driving around town in your mobility scooter. Well, you know what they say, once you get a silver chain, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
Told me that I was the best partner you've had.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't remember saying that.
Wow.
What's wrong with our sex life that you would say that?
Well, why are you continuing to go with this?
So here, so let me preface this a little bit, because I hope it's making sense to those of you who are just listening to this. What's going on is there's an update video about the two of these, about older men and younger women. Okay. And the question is asked, but the video starts here, so it's not like I edited it. Yeah. But the question is asked, is she the best partner you've ever had?
Right.
And he says no.
He says no.
He said no. And then that's when the video starts, and she says, "Why would you? Why is this the best?" Katy Perry.
I've ever had.
And it seems like the Xanax is hitting a little hard today, huh? Drinking on the scissor. And then she says, "You tell me, I was the best partner you ever had." And he says, "I did. I don't remember that." And I mean, that takes balls.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's the truth, it's the truth. But it kind of. Don't you think,
stings.
If you love somebody and you're in a relationship for 3 years with them?
Yeah, that stings.
That it doesn't matter whether or not they're the best you've ever had?
Exactly. You just say you're the best I've ever had. Yes, yeah. Of course.
There's a few lessons that you learn along the line that maybe you don't know at 56 years old. You haven't learned yet.
Well, he's wearing the chain bracelets, so right. He hasn't learned that lesson
yet.
They're
basically rusting his arm away.
Yeah.
When somebody, if you're with someone currently, whether you're dating them or in a long-term relationship, and God forbid you're married, if someone asks, are you the best lover I've ever had? The answer is yes, and don't even delay for a second.
No.
Be ready for that question at any time. Yes. It's just like, you know, do I have the best cock you've ever had sex with? Yes. You don't even let him finish the sentence. Yes, for sure. And then you can go and throw up in a pillow later on your own. God will forgive you.
And we just get on to the next question.
Uh-oh.
Boy. Hi, I'm Mason Reese.
I'm Sarah Russi.
We have an age gap of 28 years.
We've been together for 3.5 years.
And today, we're answering uncomfortable relationship questions.
What is the worst thing your partner has ever done to you?
I don't think there's anything that she's ever done to me. That's all that.
I don't think there's anything she's ever done to me, but one time she beat me up. Here comes the answer. Ready? This guy has been media trained. You can tell.
Bad, but I will say that I'm cleaner, I'm more tidy, and I constantly ask her to clean up little things. I'm not OCD, but I like everything in its place.
We almost broke up once, but I wouldn't let him bring up me.
I'm a keeper.
Once you get used to that mobility scooter.
Once you got that Dunkin' Donuts cash. Once you got that chicken salad sandwich money, you ain't ever going back, girl.
Mason money.
I wonder how many couples argue about this, because it's got to be a truism probably throughout the world that you're always going to meet up with someone that's either more cleanly or less cleanly than you are.
Oh, yeah.
And I think at 56 years old, this is part of the challenge for people who are older and single. This is part of the challenge, because I know some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about whether or not you can be loved or find a partner or all that. Of course you can. There are people that get married in their 70s, in their 80s, in their 90s. You know, people find love all the time.
It's about the living.
It's about the living situation. Part. That's correct. Can you adapt to the way that someone else lives after you've been on your own for a long period of time?
I know.
That's a difficult challenge.
It is. Difficult Jeff challenge. And I met that challenge.
Oh, did
I'm
you?
Happy. Yeah, we're both about the same amount. Seriously. We clean up after ourselves the exact amount.
Interesting.
Of the same, and we're very and orderly, clean people, and
I think Astrid and I agree that we, like, when we lived without children, we were always, the house is always tidy. Now that we have children, we agree, don't even fucking bother.
Well, there's
There's
a managed mess that happens.
It's like it's like controlled chaos, right? You just understand that if you clean it up during the day, it's going to be right back where it was within 10 minutes.
An hour later. Yeah.
But Mason here has a problem with the cleanliness. But he's also dating basically a child. She's like 21. What, 21?
Her mom was cleaning up after her before she moved in with Mason.
Yeah.
Have you ever been mistaken for father daughter?
When we go out places,
oh my god, they're on the mobility scooter.
We do get a lot of weird.
Yeah, oh my god, they're riding on the mobility scooter together with a dog in the front.
There's the dog.
What a strange world these two are living in, huh? Hey, honey, you want to hop on the back of the scooter? But I guess when you're in New York, that's pretty common.
It is.
You would never do that here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
No, I just see you going down 285 on a scooter with your hot girlfriend.
And their dog in front.
Looks. And maybe that is the age, and maybe that's just because of my look and her look. But no, not the father-daughter, no.
It's usually creepy uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
It's usually creepy uncle niece.
Not father-daughter.
Or teacher-student, or, you know, one of those priests.
Partner, the best you've ever had.
Wow. Mm.
Think.
You really do want to go there, don't you?
See, Mason automatically made a mistake.
What is he doing?
Yeah, why is he doing that? Just say yes immediately.
It's almost like he subconsciously wants her to leave.
Yeah.
Well, she just said he tried to break up with me once and I wouldn't let him.
She wouldn't let him.
So.
Yeah, when you think probably long and hard about it, he probably did not want her to leave either.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
True.
And Mason should have you should always be prepared for a question like this and say, yes, of course, honey.
Of course.
You're the best partner I've ever had.
Okay, I'm going to put it to you this way. I'm not the best I've ever been. So maybe perhaps that I would say no right off the bat wouldn't be because of Sarah. It would be because of me.
Whoa.
That was a convoluted.
What in the world? You went around your ass to get to your elbow there, brother. That is not even in the spirit of the question, and he knows it. And this is why the internet is aflame about this guy right now, is because he answered the question like that. I haven't been the best I've ever been. I can get like a chubby, like a half hard on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Penis pump, a couple pills. It still doesn't work all that well.
No.
Yeah, so I'm going to say no. She's not the best lover I've ever had because my penis won't get hard.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. This guy is slick.
Her face.
Look at her
dude.
Face. She's so, because that's hurtful.
Yeah.
It's so hurtful.
It is.
Because I'm not in my 20s anymore, and I'm not as good as I used to be. So, if that's a good enough answer, that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah. Or it just goes boing.
Yeah. The music turns dark. When you're doing a couples interview and they zoom in on your partner's face when you're saying
something.
That's bad news.
Why wouldn't you say that I was the best partner you've had? That's not even answering the question.
Only because I think it's mostly due to me. That's why.
But that's not what you told me before. You told me that I was the best partner you've had.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this guy just keeps digging.
Yeah.
What in the dumb world are you talking about?
You should have recovered there.
Yeah, you should have recovered there.
Oh yeah,
I did, of course.
Of
yes.
course.
You're the best. I'm not the best. That's what I meant. I'm not the best. Shame on me. Shame on me and my facilities. Has nothing to do with you. Lovely, lovely vagina, beautiful boobs, all that other good stuff. You're the best I've ever had. I'll write it on a wall. I'll put it on a skywriting machine. I'm willing to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower and scream it out loud with cameras present. You should have recovered right there, Mason, but you didn't because you're poking for an argument or you are a dumb.
I don't remember saying that. I think you're the most beautiful, maybe the best body, but in terms
maybe.
Of overall...
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Mason. Mason, let's be real here. This is most definitely the most beautiful woman you have ever met.
Yes.
No doubt about it, bud. First of all. Second of all, it doesn't matter what the real answer is. The answer should always be yes.
Of course.
And everybody knows that.
Everybody
right?
does know
That's
that.
Just like common sense.
It's total common
You're
sense.
You're born with that knowledge pretty much.
You are.
Or you learn it somewhere along the way.
You
second,
learn it
third
early.
Grade. Yeah.
You learn it early.
Learn it early. That's right.
Sexual experience? No, I think in my 20s, I may have had someone who might have been better.
Oh, my.
Oh.
I know you have, so there's not even a question there.
Oh, there it is. We just found the answer there.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
She told him he's not the best she ever had.
Yeah.
And so now he's
or
getting
she's
back
told
at her.
Him about other people she's been with. And he's like, I know I'm not.
Dun, 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 dun. Chrissy and Brian get to the bottom of relationship issues here on the Commercial Break Investigative Podcast. Brought to you by Dr. Phil.
What's wrong with our sex life that you would say that? I just don't understand why you would say something like that.
Because it's the truth. Because I can think of someone who I remember having better sex with.
And we just reconnected on Facebook.
So. Yeah.
It reminded me.
And I am texting her right after we get done with this interview because I'm pretty sure I won't have a girlfriend. You're such an idiot, Mason. You're an idiot.
If I'm half of the equation, then I'm half of the equation.
Why were they better in bed than I was?
I don't know. Why can't we just get on to the next question?
What is your deepest fear about your relationship?
That you would say
you're
this?
Gonna tell me I'm not the best lover ever.
Yeah, you would say this.
Hey, girl, it's me, Carl. I just want to know what time I'm going to pick you up tonight. Hey, side note, you're pretty shitty in bed. Just wanted to let you know that. It's the truth. But it's not because of you. It's because of me. I didn't pump up my abs before I came over. I didn't have enough oil on my bottom half of my body. You know what I'm talking about, girl? So take that to bed with you, and I'll see you tomorrow at 7 p.m.
But I'll drop off some cash for you, though.
I'll drop off a stack of cash for you, but just know you're like fourth on my list. You're fourth on my list of second best girls I ever slept with. It's a six-way tie between you and the choir behind me. The choir girls I had behind me. Okay, girl, gotta go.
It's just the truth.
It's just the truth. I'm just being honest.
Deepest fear is that ultimately she just falls in love with somebody else and leaves me, I guess. As I get older in life, we don't want to be alone. I mean, we always want to have someone that cares about us and loves us.
I have no fear because even if he breaks up with me, I can find somebody else.
Right.
Wow.
They seem like a loving and healthy couple.
Just one of those kind of couples you're rooting for, you know what I'm saying? What is it, Meghan and Harry and Diana and Charles? Some of these, Romeo and Juliet, Mason and Sarah. Oh, they say a blast from the past. That's trash from the past. There you go, guys.
That is trash from the past. My
oh, my God. Okay, we might have to do a part two on just Mason's career because it's pretty funny. And I got a hold of his, pilot for ABC, pilot show for ABC, and it is classic sitcom trash.
Really?
I mean, it's a dumpster fire. Yeah, but to be fair, he is pretty cute in the show.
Yeah.
Like, he plays kind of this smart know-it-all kid.
Well, and I can see when he just was doing this interview, he gave the face. That was his signature move, I could tell, from
who
back
broke
in the day.
Mom's vase while I was away at work? I don't know.
Aliens.
All right. Well, hey, listen. You know, you win some, you lose some. You say I'm not the best lover.
Brian, let me just tell you, you're the best podcast partner I've ever had in my entire life.
Thanks. I want you to know, Chrissy, that it's not you, it's me, but you are not the best podcast partner ever. But it's me. It's
Why
me. I'm not at my
that?
I'm not at my best.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that? Oh, Dad must be proud.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's going to be uncomfortable. All right, excuse me. All right, so go to tcbpodcast.com, the brand new tcbpodcast.com. Find out more about Chrissy and I. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video. Contact us right there through the Contact Us page. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, you can email them through the website or go to 661. Dial up 661-237-8296. 661 best, the number 2 YOYO. 661 best to yo. You can text or leave us a voicemail if you so choose. If you're feeling rowdy and proudy, go ahead and leave us a voice message. And who knows, you might hear yourself here on this, the
Please
commercial
do.
Break.
Yes.
You know, some people want to see their name in lights, and that's okay. I'm good with that.
Oh, yeah.
Leave us a funny message, and I might just play it at the beginning of the show. You know how we do here at the commercial break. You know how we do. At the commercial break on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. We would appreciate it if you would like and subscribe. on that channel. As far as Instagram is concerned, apparently none of you give a shit, so neither do we.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Good. I don't know how to get any more of you over there.
No.
But this is how we do it. I say, Chrissy, that's as much as I can do today.
I agree, Brian.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say, bye.